Congrats on a phenomenal season. Boy, the program, I think all except maybe 2 years ago, is kind of a younger team. But, boy, over the last 4 or 5 years, this program in football has been really, really good.
Yeah, you know, the last 6 years basically have been really good football at Red Cloud. We've had some, you know, we had some athletes that have come in that have decided they wanted to win. They've worked hard, you know, just the old typical. They got in the weight room. They, you know, did those things in the off season that they needed to. And yeah, and then that builds, you know, we've got some of those kids that are now, you know, in college that our kids there now are, had watched and, you know, kind of wanted to kind of fill those shoes. And yeah, it's been a fun last 6-7 years.
Relying on upperclassmen, that's maybe a good thing. A lot of seniors and a few juniors really lean on those upperclassmen, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And those guys have played a lot of ball over the last 3-4 years even. I mean, some of them played a lot as freshmen and then a lot of sophomores, pretty much the same crew that we had last year back this year. So, yeah, we lean on those seniors, a couple of those juniors. And, yeah, so it is, we're finally kind of in that, you know, senior-junior heavy class, which is fun.
I noticed there's a junior by the name of Josh Helt. I'm sure he's very near and dear to your heart, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, some days more than others. But, yeah, it is fun. You know, I say this, but, you know, it's fun to coach your own kid. And those kids that are now juniors and seniors, you know, I've known them since they were born. We've done flag football together as, you know, fourth graders and little kid tackle football. And they've just been together and we've, you know, they've been in my basement too much and at my house. And so it's just a fun bunch of kids to have around right now.
Just coming off a big win against Wallace, you did very, very well. You ran the ball well. You threw the ball well. I mean, good balance. I mean, you love to run the ball, but when you have to pass it, you can.
Yeah, the old adage that when you throw the ball, three things can happen and two are bad. But but you know, yeah, I love running the ball. I just think we have some kids that are, you know, built to run. We can't throw, and I like to be able to run first, and if we need to, be able to throw it. But, yes, you know, had a good game at Wallace. They scored a few more points than I was hoping, but, man, they ran a nice little counter, little trap that kind of got us a couple times. But, yeah, overall, was happy the way we were able to travel and play out there.
Seems like you got a kind of a two-headed monster there in your backfield that both can run the ball pretty well, can't they?
Yeah, they can. I know the Russ kid has been – he's really come on with – you know, the Gage Ely, you know, very, very good athlete for us and kind of got hurt there in that Pawnee City game. But Connor's really come in and run really well here the last three games. And, I have the Englehart kid runs really well. Just he's more of a kind of a power runner, I guess, not quite as fast. But, yeah, they do a good job.
And obviously, with good skill guys, you got to have a few blockers that will block the way as well for these guys, huh?
Yeah, you know, my guys up front, I've got Jake Shipman, Mason Bolin, and Jackson Snell. Jackson, the center, you know, would make a really good D lineman in 8-11 man tackle type kid, but still has really good hands. I mean, played third base for us years ago, just good hands for being a big guy. And then Mason Bolin, Jake Shipman at the ends, you know, probably that 6-2-3 and are pretty strong kids, but can also get out and are pretty quick and can catch the ball too. So, yeah, good crew up front.
Coach, you see yourself staying six man for the time being, or any chance you might move up, to get enough numbers at eight man?
Yeah, you know, our numbers have been, you know, I always said we went to six man, and everybody's like, oh, man, that'll be good for you. Though, like, the first 2 years we went 0-17 or 18 to start our six man, you know, careers. But, you know, our numbers are up. You know, right now we're probably looking, hopefully, maybe to be in that D3. Just, you know, you know, we'll be right on that edge for the next several years, but probably go up next year and see what happens there.
Yeah, so this will be possibly the last six-man game for you in maybe a year or so, won't it?
Yes, it will. You know, I mean, that's kind of what we're looking at down the line. So, you know, our seniors, you know, seniors, juniors, they've played a lot of six-man. You know, back in junior high, we've kind of played some eight and some combos just to get games in. But, yeah, so kind of our last hurrah maybe is we're pushing toward the end of the year here.
Coach, I take it with a lot of games, you had a lot of, you know, like in six-man, some games that you scored a lot, got a lopsided games, but that gives your future. I take it you got some promising underclassmen. It gives them a chance to play a little bit more.
Yeah, we did. You know, we managed to get four JV games in, I believe. early in the year, which I kind of liked. And so a lot of those freshman, sophomore kids, a couple of juniors were able to play a lot. And then, you know, and some of those games, you know, we kind of had it in hand at half. And so we had kids who were able to play a lot of ball. So I really feel like our younger crew has really played a lot of ball. And, you know, you say what you want, but you get to the third round, that gives you 3 extra weeks of practice that not everybody else gets. And it just gives you, you know, 15 more days of football that is really good for your young kids.
Coach, you've watched, I'm sure, plenty of tape on the Southwest team over the last couple of days. Your thoughts on the Rough Riders and what's got to be done to win this and get yourself a chance in a championship game?
Well, you know, yeah, that's the whole goal is to get one more. But I tell you, Southwest playing some good ball right now. The Builder kid at quarterback throws the ball extremely well. Last year he didn't run as much, but I mean they're figuring out he can tuck it and run, and their center leaves you a lot, so it kind of puts you one on one with him. And so yeah, I mean the big thing is probably to try and keep him contained. I mean I don't think you're going to be able to stop him, but yeah, to maybe break up some passes, get a couple turnovers, hopefully get him corralled a little bit. It'll be the key.
They remind you of any team you faced during the season up to date?
Oh, not really. Not with that. Maybe Silver Lake a little bit. Silver Lake did throw the ball well, but not out of that spread. They threw a lot out of tight. You know, they get tight and you think they're going to run, and then they would, you know, get out and throw out of that. But they had a good quarterback in the Boniface kid. But it seems like the Builder kid likes to run, can run the ball a little better than him. So that's probably the best example, I think, of a team maybe we've seen that can throw a little bit like that.
What's your thoughts on the other side of the bracket, Garden County and Stewart? I don't think either team you had a chance to see during the regular season, maybe saw some film on them. Obviously, no question, another great semifinal at the same time you're playing here on a Friday. Oh, no, actually it's earlier. So you'll know
earlier, yeah.
You'll know by game time who this winner of this game is going to face.
Yeah, I know. I talked to Chad Dorman out at Garden County this weekend a little bit, and yeah, they're playing like at 4 out there. I like the 6 o'clock just because people can get here and you're off of work, and it's kind of that, you know, normal football time. But yeah, that's going to be a good matchup too. I know early in the year, Garden County got them. They got them in that pickup game and played up at Elm Creek, and Garden County kind of controlled the game. But I think that'll be another good matchup. We saw Garden County last year in the playoffs, and they got us 22-20 out at their place, but boy, they look good, big strong looking kids out there, and it'll be a good matchup. Stewart kind of the same, just kind of a physical bunch of high school kids.
I take it, Coach, we're going to see the biggest crowd of the year at this one at your place coming up on Friday.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, just I know we went to Wallace 3 hours away and maybe had more fans than they did. We got a good crew right now. Our you know, volleyball team went to state this year. Our football team's doing well. We have some parents and just, you know, our home, you know, the Red Cloud faithful are really excited for football and are showing up. And it looks like Southwest, the same boat. So, yeah, it should be a great crowd, great atmosphere for football next Friday.